Good to Great, Disc 7.
Chapter 9. From Good to Great to Built to Last. It is your work in life that is the ultimate seduction. Pablo Picasso. When we began the Good to Great research project, we confronted a dilemma. How should we think about the ideas in Built to Last while doing the Good to Great research? Briefly, Built to Last, based on a 6-year research project conducted at Stanford Business School in the early 1990s, answered the question, what does it take to start and build an enduring great company from the ground up? My research mentor and co-author Jerry I. Porras and I studied 18 enduring great companies, institutions that stood the test of time, tracing their founding in some cases back to the 1800s, while becoming the iconic great companies of the late 20th century. We examined companies like Procter & Gamble, founded in 1837, American Express, founded in 1850, Johnson & Johnson, founded in 1886, and GE, founded in 1892. One of the companies, Citicorp, now Citigroup, was founded in 1812, the same year Napoleon marched into Moscow. The youngest companies in the study were Walmart and Sony, which traced their origins back to 1945. Similar to this book, we used direct comparison companies, 3M versus Norton, Walt Disney versus Columbia Pictures, Marriott versus Howard Johnson, and so forth, for 18 paired comparisons. In short, we sought to identify the essential distinctions between great companies and good companies as they endure over decades, even centuries. When I had the first summer research team assembled for the Good to Great project, I asked, what should be the role of Built to Last in doing this study? I don't think it should play any role, said Brian Bagley. I didn't join this team to do a derivative piece of work. Neither did I, added Allison Sinclair. I'm excited about a new project and a new question. It wouldn't be very fulfilling to just fill in the pieces of your other book. But wait a minute, I responded. We spent 6 years on the previous study. It might be helpful to build on our previous work. I seem to recall that you got the idea for this study when a McKinsey partner said that Built to Last didn't answer the question of how to change a good company into a great one, noted Paul Weissman. What if the answers are different? Back and forth, to and fro, the debate continued for a few weeks. Then Stephanie Judd weighed in with the argument that swayed me. I love the ideas in Built to Last, and that's what worries me, she said. I'm afraid that if we start with BTL as the frame of reference, we'll just go around in circles, proving our own biases. It became clear that there would be substantially less risk in starting from scratch, setting out to discover what we would, whether it matched previous work or not.